WAMW News, news you want, people you know. News on the WAMW Local News Podcast. I'm Jake Foster at the Dutch Pantry Deli and Bakery Newsroom. The Daviess County Health Department gave a vaccine update at the Daviess County Commissioners meeting yesterday. Daviess County Health Nurse Kathy Sullender stated that the amount of people coming to get the vaccine has decreased significantly. She said only about half of people registering have showed up to their appointments recently. In addition, Kathy noted that there was plenty of vaccine available and that there are some changes coming.
Pfizer just applied yesterday to vaccinate 12-year-olds and up. They just applied for that, so it usually takes 2 to 3 weeks before if it gets approved. Good Samaritan Hospital has reached out because they're the local provider of Pfizer to the schools to see if the schools would like for them to come on site and do vaccination clinics. So as far as our staff and our needs, we really have dropped off quite a bit with COVID vaccinations.
The Johnson & Johnson vaccine has been suspended as of yesterday following the CDC's recommendation as they review more cases of Americans getting blood clots after getting the shot. None of those rare cases have been in Indiana. The suspension was addressed at yesterday's meeting.
Yes, the Saturday clinic was a Johnson & Johnson. We've also done some businesses over the last few months, and they had been Johnson & Johnson. They're doing some studies on some different things. All the vaccines are emergency use authorization, so there's a lot of things that we don't know about Moderna, Pfizer, and Johnson & Johnson.
Good Samaritan Hospital addressed the issue yesterday as well, saying they are monitoring the situation very closely. Good Samaritan continues to offer the Pfizer vaccine, and the Daviess County Health Department continues to offer the Moderna vaccine. Good Sam officials say they remain confident in the safety and efficacy of the COVID-19 vaccine. Daviess County Treasurer Jamie Chapman has announced that all tax statements for 2020, payable 2021, were mailed on April 9th. The first installment of taxes will be due by Monday, May 10th. Anyone who has not received their statement should call the Treasurer's Office at 812-254-8677 as soon as possible. The Treasurer's Office is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. The new location is at 300 East Heffron Street, across from the courthouse. Credit card payments can be made online through govtechtaxpro.com. The credit card company does charge a user fee on all credit card transactions. Those paying by mail should enclose a stamped, self-addressed envelope if they wish to receive a receipt back. Taxpayers are urged to mail early because some mail deposited late on May 10th may not be postmarked until the next day. For any questions, call 812-254-8677. The Daviess County Commissioners heard from the Highway Department at yesterday's meeting regarding the 900 East project. Officials reported Vectren had completed relocating gas lines and that REMC was out setting poles. Water lines are also in the process of being relocated, and RTC will be working on fiber lines soon. In other business, the commissioners approved a $15,000 COVID relief draw to SDIC from the $250,000 grant awarded to the county. Funds are still available for businesses in Daviess County. Interested businesses can apply on the Daviess County Economic Development Corporation's website. The commissioners also agreed to pay for asbestos removal in the county annexes. Removal will cost around $16,700 for two buildings on Northeast 3rd Street and two buildings on East Heffron Street. They also gave permission to the Daviess County Health Department to move forward with their health fair. The commissioners also approved a request for $30,000 from CARES Act money to assist with ongoing clinic expenses. Lastly, the commissioners heard from the auditor's office regarding the surplus furniture that the county has been selling. The bidding process is complete and the county has extended times for pickup. The county has made about $4,000 from the surplus furniture so far. Vincennes Mayor Joe Yoakum announced Monday that the city has decided to continue the mask mandate in city offices. He did not indicate when the mask mandate would end. He also said that those who visit the offices will no longer need to sign in or receive a temperature check. Washington Mayor Dave Rhodes recently announced something similar, saying the mask will be worn in all city buildings and buses. The updates come as a result of the state mask mandate that recently shifted to a mask advisory. And crews responded to a fire at a Knox County funeral home Tuesday evening. The McClure Utt Funeral Home caught fire yesterday evening in Oaktown. Crews battled the flames last night around 7 p.m. Not many details are known at this time. The cause of the fire has not yet been released, but no injuries were reported. Proposed road plans are being reviewed in Petersburg. NDOT is inviting the public to review the details at a public meeting tonight. The public will get the chance to hear about a State Road 61 reconstruction project in downtown Petersburg, a hot mix asphalt project on State Road 56, and a drainage correction project on State Road 56. The open house will be held at Kiefer Hall, located at 910 East Main Street in Petersburg, from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. tonight. The Gibson County Sheriff's Office is currently searching for 49-year-old Landon Bearfield in connection to a Princeton shooting incident. The shooting happened around 8 p.m. last night. Officials say the victim suffered non-life-threatening injuries. Bearfield is a black male, approximately 5'8 and 175 pounds. He has black hair and brown eyes. He was last seen driving a gray 2004 Chevy Monte Carlo in Princeton. Police do not know of a current direction of travel, nor do they have a clothing description yet. Police say if you see this man, call 911 or 812-385-3496. Bearfield is considered armed and dangerous, and police say do not approach him. And if you placed a sports bet during March Madness in Indiana, you helped make the state have its second best month ever for sports gambling. Nearly $317 million in wagers were made in the state last month, which is the highest non-football month that Indiana has ever had, said Jessica Wellman with PlayIndiana.com. NFL will always be the betting cash cow, but Indiana loves their basketball, and we saw that happening. The $316.7 million in wagers in March was up from the $273.9 million in February. It's the second most money the state has seen in wagers, only behind this January's $348.2 million. Davies County Arrest Report. 34-year-old Derek Strange of Washington was arrested on a warrant Tuesday for a petition to revoke a suspended sentence. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center. No bond was set. 23-year-old Autumn Jones of Odin was arrested on Tuesday on a warrant for failure to appear. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center. Bond was set at $2,000. 41-year-old Matthew Lewandowski of Washington was arrested on Tuesday on a warrant for a writ of attachment and failure to appear. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center on a $4,900 bond. 28-year-old Austin Rowland of Washington was arrested on Tuesday and charged with domestic battery. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center. No bond was set. And 33-year-old Scott Rice of Indianapolis was arrested on Tuesday and charged with operating a vehicle while intoxicated with refusal, possession of marijuana, driving while suspended with a prior, operating a vehicle while intoxicated with endangerment, and possession of paraphernalia. He was booked into the Davies County Security Center on a $2,000 bond. Obituaries. Thelma Paget of Vincennes passed away at 4 p.m. Monday. Funeral services will be held tomorrow, April 15th, at Goodwin Seaver's Funeral Home in Vincennes. Burial will follow in Memorial Park Cemetery. Visitation will be from 9:30 to 11:30 tomorrow at the funeral home. Thelma Paget was 73. And Randy Paul Chrismore of Vincennes passed away on Sunday. Randy served on the Vincennes University Police Department and served 31 years with the Vincennes Police Department as a captain. He also served as assistant chief for 8 years under Mayor Terry Mooney. Currently, he was on his third term as a Knox County councilman and also served on the Child Abuse Prevention Council, Solid Waste Board, Neighborhood Watch Program, and he also helped with Shop with a Cop. Randy Paul Chrismore was 66. And that's news here on WAMW.